What did the tape reveal?
We certainly made our share of mistakes, but there's some good things there that our players are definitely learning and grasping that we're trying to coach them to do. And there's certainly some things that we saw Friday night that we need to coach better, and they need to make those adjustments and can eliminate a lot of the mistakes that happened on Friday night. So today was geared towards trying to correct some of the things that we saw Friday night that our team did that we didn't like, and they see there's light at the end of the tunnel in a lot of different areas. We just got to do a lot of little things right and clean them up.
I think your starting quarterback took too much heat.
Well, I don't know. I didn't read anything, so I don't know how much heat he took. But he certainly made a few mistakes that we don't want him to make. And turning the ball over is never a good thing. But he also did plenty of good things on Friday night and ran the team effectively in a lot of ways. But we made some mistakes in the red area and on third down that hurt us. So he's definitely got to do better than he did in terms of some of those situations he was in. But I think he's got a great attitude and he understands what was wrong, and he'll work hard to fix it.
Josh, was Carell excused today, or is he dinged?
He'll be on the field when he's ready to go.
You brought two running backs in the span of like 5 days. Is that tough? Work through things, or give those guys a crash course?
Yeah, just a crash course. Bobby Turner, give him credit, for those guys being out here and being able to function in our system and our offense. They know, they know what to do enough so we can put them in there, and it happens. I've had to do it in my career too, where you're sitting in here at 2 a.m. trying to get the guy to understand some formations or plays, So, you do what you got to do to make sure you get through camp, healthy as much as you can, and sometimes that requires you to spend some late hours with some new guys.
I just heard about Brandon. Okay.
Brandon Marshall.
He
did. We didn't. The tempo you could see wasn't 100% full speed today. But he knows what to do when he's in there and made a few nice catches. So, the big thing today was more of a mental day and a focus and concentration and understand what your assignments are and some of the little things. But he's caught up on that. He's a very smart player.
As long as he doesn't have a setback, will he play on Saturday?
I hope so. Everybody that's out here, I'm hopeful will play plenty against the Seahawks.
He did work in with the first team, I noticed,
mm-hmm.
a little bit.
Sure. He's a good football player. So he's going to be in there. And like I said, we as many talented, skilled players as we can put out there and put stress on the defense with, that's what we'll try to do.
Are you worried at all about Moreno not having enough time to be up to full speed by the season?
No, I think he'll be all right. Whenever he gets back and he's ready to go, there'll be plenty of practices left. We're just under a month now before the opener, so he'll have plenty of time here to get caught up to speed. He's, mentally he's on top of things, and he'll continue to be on top of things mentally. And then we gotta, push, late to get him going. So I'm not concerned about it right now.
This off season, there's a lot of you raised some questions about all the running backs you signed and brought in, and now here you are looking at getting in, bringing in running backs every couple of days.
Yeah, it's a situation where you run into some injury issues, and you got to try to make sure you take care of your team the best you can, so you make those decisions. And fortunately, somebody goes and somebody comes. So we're just trying to make sure that we take precaution. We've got fairly good health, at this point, in the preseason, which is sometimes can be a rarity. We're fortunate that we've got some health at some other positions that allows us to do that and make sure that we don't run down the backs that we have left.
Does that change the way your schedule operates this week with more 2 days, three more this week?
Nope.
Injuries and keeping guys healthy.
Nope. We're rolling. We got a lot of things to fix.